And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. The White House has drawn its line in the sand over protecting women's sports, with the press secretary recently saying that President Trump will not back down on his executive orders banning federal funding for schools allowing males in female competitions. And the Justice Department announced it's dropping the Biden administration's challenge to Idaho's pro-life law, allowing the state's protection for unborn children to go back into full effect. Biden's lawyers had twisted federal emergency treatment laws into a supposed mandate for abortions. SBA Pro-Life America celebrated the decision as a win for truth, noting that every pro-life state maintains protections for women in genuine medical emergencies. The move allows for Trump's earlier actions strengthening the Hyde Amendment and the pardoning of peaceful pro-life protesters targeted by the previous administration. Someone in Britain's apparently missed the Sunday school lesson on the Ten Commandments. Police in Lincolnshire reported three religious plaques stolen from St. Andrew's Church, including one that displayed that thou shalt not steal. A bit of irony with that, but with no signs of forced entry, authorities are asking citizens to watch out for the panels appearing on online marketplaces. And in the corporate world's slow awakening from their woke slumber, Hyundai stands apart by doubling down on their diversity identity. While numerous corporations dismantle their DEI programs, Hyundai's director of multicultural marketing insists their segregated advertising approach drives sales. The company has launched targeted campaigns for specific racial demographics, which is a throwback strategy that treats customers not as individuals with unique needs, but as identity groups. An Orwellian memory holding struck the congressional record when the House clerk altered Mary Miller's speech recently addressing transgender Representative Sarah McBride. Video clearly shows Miller referring to McBride as a gentleman and Mr., yet the official transcript initially changed these to gentlewoman and miss. When called out for the blatant rewriting of reality, the clerk corrected the record. Just an example of how these activists are manipulating language to enforce their ideological compliance. Well, taxpayers in Michigan watch Governor Gretchen Whitmer's green energy dream short circuit as one EV battery manufacturer accepted $900,000 in state incentives only to relocate to South Carolina. The company maintained just enough Michigan jobs to fulfill its grant requirements before announcing that it will lay off 188 workers when it closes two plants in April. Taxpayer-funded corporate welfare once again produces predictable results, doesn't it? Then that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.